I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us today. We're going to start off with two issues that we've been paying close attention to here at The World. In a moment, trade deficits for dummies.
The basic question we have to answer, and this is the part that I struggle with, is trade good or bad?
But first up, the Paris Climate Agreement. There were reports today that President Trump plans to fulfill his campaign pledge to pull out of the international pact. Here's what the European Union's commissioner in charge of energy, Maro Sefcovic, had to say about that.
We would carry on. Europe is ready for the leadership, and we will definitely provide it.
The World's environment reporter Carolyn Beeler has been following this story for us. What do we know and not know at this point, Carolyn?
So multiple outlets citing unnamed sources have reported that Trump has made the decision to pull out of the agreement, but the White House is not confirming that, saying that the details are still being hammered out and the decision isn't finalized. And this morning, amid all this speculation, the president himself tweeted out that he would announce his decision within the next few days.
So, Carolyn, if the U.S. does pull out of the agreement, we'd be in such austere company as Syria and Nicaragua. In practice, though, what would the U.S. pulling out of the agreement actually look like?
So there are two main options on the table for that right now. The first is pulling out of the agreement itself, which is an agreement to cut carbon made by nearly 200 countries under the Obama administration's tenure. And the second is to pull out of the larger overarching UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. That first option would take about 4 years because there's a built-in 3-year cooling off period when no one can exit this agreement. And then it takes another year to actually pull out of the agreement from there. The second option would be faster. It would take only about a year, but it would be a lot more dramatic. Today, I talked to a source that I reach out to a lot, a Bangladeshi climate expert named Salimul Haq, and this is what he said about that second option of pulling out of that overarching treaty itself.
If the United States leaves the Framework Convention, the U.S. will become a rogue state as far as climate, and climate is the biggest world problem at the moment.
Well, that's a pretty strong statement. So can you explain why pulling out of the entire convention altogether, in his view, would pit the U.S. as a rogue state?
So this is an international treaty signed by Congress back in the 90s, and it's been sort of framing conversations on climate change ever since then. The Kyoto Protocol was reached within this body. So if we back out of that entirely, we're really stepping away from the entire international conversation on climate change, and it would be much harder to regain a seat at that table if the U.S. ever decides that it does want to.
So when President Trump announces his decision about the Paris Agreement this week, we believe, are we likely to know which of these two options he's going to take? And is it possible he'll just stick with the status quo, do what Obama did?
We may not know which of these options he takes. And yes, it is possible that he will still stay within the Paris Climate Change Agreement, likely sort of ratcheting down the commitments to cut carbon. So lessening the ambition on behalf of the U.S. when it comes to changes on pollution in the future.
We heard the EU Energy Commissioner earlier standing his ground, saying Europe is ready to be the leader on this if the U.S. pulls out. Is there any evidence that American businesses, and there are a lot on the Fortune 500 that are already green, others primed to go green, that they would also abandon their goals and do a 180 on being environmentally friendly?
There are hundreds of companies that have stated publicly their support for the Paris Climate Change Agreement. So I think the U.S. government pulling out of it is not necessarily going to change the trajectory of renewable energy and commitment to sort of green standards that the private sector is rapidly adopting.
The World's Carolyn Beeler, thanks very much for this.
Thanks, Marco.